Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is February 20th, 2019, and we are here in Israel in the mix of so much happening and so many news that we have all to gather our thoughts, think, where are we going from here? And, you know, before we go ahead, we need to compensate for the past. We need to make forgiveness and make people understand that sometimes our leadership is lacking. Sometimes our leadership has a big mouth and they talk too much. And sometimes we need just to correct and say, you know, we all in the same boat. And that's what God made us, brought us all here for, to make amends, to make a difference. Now, this week I visited the incredible show about big data, intelligence, and security, something that I would love to share with you. And hope that you guys in the chat room will find the time to write. And if you can, and if you want, you can chat with me, because this show is all for you. And it's nothing but for you. I'm here to give you some comfort from the Holy Land, from Israel. And I hope that you get it wherever you are in the world, because this world of ours is so tiny and we all connected. And whatever we do to each other is a reflection of our humanity. And whatever happened, it's our responsibility. And of course, you cannot do everything, and you cannot start everything or finish everything, like our sages say. But it's your job to do whatever happens to you and whatever is you encounter. Take the time to enjoy life. Take the time to be a part of it and make a difference. Because if you make a difference, your life will be better. Your fun, loving, caring spirit will enjoy it. And you know what? That's what we can ask from you. We can ask from you just be as great as you can, because God given this universe to all of us. So we have a lot of the listeners from all over, and I know that they are out there, and I want to say hello to them, and I want to say hello to my friends in America, in the United States, in Israel, in the United Kingdom. Oh, our beloved Queen is always, you know, glorious as ever. Australia. Wow, you have a lot of news in Australia today. Brazil, Germany.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, we were talking about so many issues in the last few days about the campaign that is happening in Israel. And I want to have this opportunity today to talk about a few things that it's important and essential. The important thing is to see why Israel need change, why Israel is going in a direction that needs to have a different leader. And I know Benjamin Netanyahu, we love Benjamin Netanyahu, and he is a man that honors us constantly. The idea is where he's taking us is that the problem we all have with him, because we are not sure where he's going. And you know, the are beautiful, but the fact of the matter, we have 10 years of experience that, everybody have a lot of promises, but remain empty-handed. And those empty-handed are seeking a different leadership. And this leadership needs to be cordial and nice and really kind to the world. And when we say kind to the world, it's saying when you visit Poland, in last few days, there were an issue with the Polish government. And everybody knows how sensitive Warsaw is. And there was a conference of Donald Trump with Mr. Pompeo that was there, and a lot of countries. Everybody was there together. There were Arab people, sitting on the same table near Benjamin Netanyahu, an honor to the state of Israel. And we are so sorry that they didn't take the time to advance talk with peace. We love people that talk to us, but we know that, in the back of the room, there was the Saudis, the prince from Saudi that needed the attention, because his game changer is the guy that can make the difference in the Middle East. And Netanyahu, I don't know what he did, but it didn't result in talking to him. Now, in the same time, there was a situation where the Polish government got offended. And everybody knows that there are a lot of trips to to the ghetto there, or to whatever remnants of the Holocaust, and the story, the horrendous story that we know. But nobody took the time to say to the Polak, we understand that you take the time, the place, and the opportunity to be forgiven every day when you host all those conferences, when you talk about it. And of course, we have people that, played a different role in that horrendous war. But we cannot undermine the role that the Polish government is taking every day since, with those journeys, those trips, their incredible youth movement, and also even a sky fly over Auschwitz to recognize the fallen, the dead, the devastation. So we need to come from a different position, we as Jewish people, and we as Israel, we need to recognize the effort that they have to redeem themselves. We cannot put a finger on anybody, because whatever in the past is too horrendous for all to tolerate. We are just wishing that your conduct, that everybody's conduct, will show a difference. And talking about anti-Semitism is the day, the place. And Albert Einstein had an incredible book that you have all to own. Not because Albert Einstein is one of eloquence, of intelligence that history revealed to us, and God's blessing on earth, that man was a gift to the universe. But he also analyzed the situation with anti-Semitism. And the fact that the foreign minister of Israel was blunt and offended the Polish government is very sad. But whatever he said, it's nothing new, because there are recognition in the world that anti-Semitism is something that Albert Einstein said, that it's innate. Now, I'm not blaming anybody. I think that there is some kind of balance that God gave us in this universe to bring us to the road, to the golden road. Every time, you guys have to understand that there is a rule of conduct of this world. This is a godly world. This is the God in the universe rule of thumb. He works with us. We are the people of his book. We are the people who are supposed to carry on his mission to bring light. He gave us wealth. He gave us intelligence. He gave us idea. He gave us everything. And now he gave us also Israel, the land. So we are flourishing, right? Now, but whatever it is, that any time we're missing the opportunity to be the light upon nation, sure enough, something is rising up. And I'm not saying that, you know, you guys in France are safe. I don't say that you guys in Germany are safe, or in America, that sometimes, you know, now we have a congresswoman that she's a friend of Farrakhan. And you know what? Donald Trump asked her to leave already. But she, of course, are you kidding? She won't leave. So talking about anti-Semitism is a condition. It's something that it's innate. Yeah, like the extreme of the Arab nation. The Arab nation come to extreme when there is promiscuous. You see, it's like the balance in the world. When you walk out of the way, you'll find out those that will pick on you. And that's all. So anti-Semitism is an ugly, ugly sickness that's come in generation. It never goes. And every time somebody give it some food or give it some air to breathe, it comes again. And I don't know what's the air that they're breathing this day in Europe, but sure enough, it's end happiness. So they need to get their act together in Europe. I know that Macron came out of his way to do that. And also the president of France did the same with a great, great demonstration against anti-Semitism due to the vandalism of graveyards. It's amazing, if you think about it, it's amazing to realize that history is starting to repeat itself, but we are here in Israel knowing the drill, and we are asking everybody to take a note and recognize that we are actually going to be standing by the Jewish people. And we in Israel need a new leadership that will defend those Jewish people all around the globe, because the Jewish nation was intended to protect all the Jewish people. And that's why the American Jewry is so strongly devoted to Israel, because they know as long as Israel is strong, they always have a home and they always be protected in some form or another. It means that we're not going to let anybody mess with us anymore. And you know what? Jewish people and Jewish life are so important. Now, in look what's happening in Europe. You have a Europe that is divided. You have Europe that couldn't be better off now and booming, because if they would have more Jewish people there, it would be looking differently. Of course, if you like it or not. But it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter, anti-Semitism is something that comes like extremism. It's any kind. It's a reflection of anything that happened in a negative way. It's like illness that's touch people life when they go wrong. I don't know what to call it, but I'm just asking you all to understand that by offending each other, we cannot make amends. And the Polish government that now is holding still in the middle between the Russian and the American missile proposition, they need to not to worry about Israel, because Israel is nobody's problem. Israel only is a problem to whoever comes after the Jewish people and whoever comes after the land of Israel, because the land of Israel does have a connection to the Jewish people. This is our homeland. This is our ancestors. And there will be no solution to anybody who wants to come and claim the land. Wherever nationality you think you are, you know, other religion, this is the safe home for the Jewish people. And every time you come and see this anti-Semitism attack, you know that the Jewish people have a place to be, okay? They're not alone and they're not lonely. They're very happy people with a great tradition, with awesome, awesome military now that can defend them. And I know that we have a lot of friends all around the globe that will come and stand with us wherever they go, especially our friends in South Carolina. All right. So we're going to a break, and we'll be back after that. You can call in if you want in the chat room or call in. I'd love to get some thought of yours. All right. It'll be nice. Okay. See you after that.
Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Right, we're back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Okay, we talk about Albert Einstein. Ideas and opinion of Albert Einstein, the book that I all recommend for you, for whoever loves philosophy, whoever loves some realism in their life. You know, Albert Einstein was a philosopher, more than a genius, in the other, of course, incredible mathematician. He was also a philosopher, and he saw the Jewish problem, and he talked. And he said something that I loved, and I think I wrote it and I quoted something. He's talking at page 185 on the Jewish ideas. He said it in 1934. The pursuit of knowledge for its own sake, an almost fanatical love of justice, and the desire of personal independence, these are the feature of the Jewish tradition, which make me think, to thank my stars that I belong to it. You see, he's thanking the stars above him. He's thanking God because he knows how much we love justice, how much we love peace, how much we like freedom. That's why, you know, the Jewish people in America are flourishing, because freedom is so essential for a Jewish spirit. And why is that? Because in the Jewish tradition, you have the Haggadah, you have the Passover routine. Passover routine means that you go from bondage to freedom every year. Come the spring, we are celebrating, you know, forget that we, before that we have Purim. I didn't want to talk about Purim today, but before that we have Purim, where we turn around the decree of, you know, against us, and we actually, it was in Iran, in Persia, and we turned around the event, which was a great miracle. But then in Passover, we celebrate the, you know, the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt. Now, that's the same Egypt that kept the Jewish people in bondage for, they're saying, almost 400 years, but actually it was more three, because the Jewish people, you know, descended so much, they didn't want, God wanted to save it. And so came Moses to save the people. Now, once you celebrate every year, and it's, you know, it's radical, you need to tell it all your children, you have to come and you have to bring them to the table, and you have to make a scene that you come from the land of Egypt to the land of Israel, and you're free to go. Once you celebrate freedom in such context constantly, you know what's the value of it for all of us. And when your spirit is free, is the most wonderful thing happens. You know, your brain start thinking. And that's why we are in the Jewish land hoping for freedom to be Jewish. And people will ask, well, you're in the Jewish land, why you don't have freedom? because the Jewish faith as tradition, and the tradition is you have to erect a temple where you come before God and pray. For some reason, that phase is like stopped. And everybody that know politics, they know that our beloved leadership is so shy out of, you know, in the world. They're so incredible, forceful in Israel, but, you know, out of the world, they're being pushed around for ages. And when they pushed around, they never care. You know, we have embassies all over the globe. And since 1995, when the American Congress passed the legislation to move the embassy to Jerusalem, our entourage of embassies didn't push it. I used to push it every day, constantly in South Carolina. That's why I feel like I have a lot to do with the moving of the embassy. 23 years I've been pushing that ball again and again, and the congressman can witness for that, that I ask him in any given time, I would ask, when you're going to move to the embassy? Now, our leadership did not think about it. They didn't care. They didn't get it. They don't get what the purpose. You see, when you come to Israel and you see everybody happy and everybody, you know, Sabra born here, they feel, you know, the ground. They have fun. They have business. They have people. They have friends. We have a lot of, you know, great time here. So we forget the purpose of the Jewish people in this incredible land. And anytime you go outside, you've been reminded you're Jewish. So then you're asking, so what's the point? What's the point of being a Jew? And you're asking yourself, okay, I'm supposed to be the light upon nation. Whoa, my lucky me. Lucky me to be, oh my goodness, I need to be enlightening to the others. So you understand that your life is on a mission. And once your life is on a mission, you start asking questions. Once you start asking questions, you are on the right track of golden rule, that, you know, you're here to do a purpose. Now, I don't know the experiments of God with our Jewish people is, but I don't know about it. But I know that he gave us a book. And in that book, there is a rule of thumb. When you come to the land of Israel and you create, erect a temple for me, actually Mishkan, it means that you need to bring for me sacrifice. I don't know what kind of sacrifice in this day it's supposed to bring, but whatever God's gave us is still the same routine. So I don't know if it will be different. The only thing is that our leadership is negating the fact that we are Jewish state. I remember 2007. I wrote a note that was published on the blog of Benjamin Netanyahu, because everybody, I started being active in politics in 1994 when Bill Clinton came to play. He was inspiring. He was an incredible leader. I loved him. I'm telling you, I love Bill Clinton. I'm admitted, I loved Ronald Reagan too, but he was like, he spoke the language I could understand. I really liked them. And I was in California. In California, everybody's Democrat. If not, they'll kill you. So I was in California. And then when I came to South Carolina, I became Republican, because if not, they kill you. So the truth of the matter, I enjoy both. And being in APAC, you're bipartisan by far. So you have friends from both sides of the aisle. And I start noticing that this deal with the Palestinian is really a painful deal. I didn't understand this. And what's going on? Land for peace? Why have to say, you know, why have to pay with land? The Jewish, you know, the Jewish people came after 2,000 years. This is, I don't give land for peace. If you want peace, you accept me. So then, you know, Rabin got killed, and, you know, we really, really suffer. And the Jewish people really had a hard time. I'm telling you, Israel was brutal to each other. You know, the people here were hard to each other because they were hangry. They were so hangry that, you know, that we had a peace process that went bad. And when you have a peace process that go bad and you were there to give the sacrifice and everything, and you say, why it happened? It's the left, it's the religious, it's the right, they gave too much. You start asking questions. And then I realize that the Palestinians don't want the Jewish state. They want a state of all people. That's what Ahmad Tibi said. Once I got their game, I said, okay, the Jewish people cannot have peace with people who don't understand that there is a Jewish state or don't accept it. So I wrote in the blog, 2007, I wrote a note. It was published in Ma'ariv America. Israel has the right to exist only as a Jewish state. And I sent it to Benjamin Netanyahu blog, and sure enough, it was published for a month and month there. And then Benjamin said, they need to agree that there is a Jewish state. Once we put that card on the table, it was over. The game was changed forever because they don't accept us, and not the Jordanian, not the Egyptian, no, Mubarak. Oh God, if I would ever have Jewish state accepted, that, you know, it's like for them, it's infidel to accept the Jewish state. So that's where we are. So the people who don't accept our liberty to be Jewish, it means that they don't accept you as a human being. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you're not allowed to be Jewish, you're not allowed to be, Jordanian, American, anything. You cannot be anything else. It means that there is no freedom. So when you don't have freedom, you start to worry. Because as the Dutch said, we are the canary in the mine. In the opening, once they come after us, they'll sure enough come after you. So don't feel so good. We are only the litmus test of this time and age. So we are going to be talking about it some more after the break. And I hope that you join us. I know that maybe many of them, you know, in America is morning. So you're probably going busy to yourself. But, you know, come and listen to us and chat with us. We'll love to hear what you have to say. And it will be only for a little while, but we'll be back after the break, okay? So stay put, okay? We'll talk to you.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Back, it's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We Love. So we talk about the purpose of the Judaism in this world, you know, like the canary in the mine, that tells you when something is going to be going wrong if you don't pay attention. So we have on the alert. Now, let's talk about other alert that we have to watch for and why I'm saying it, because we all in it together and we are responsible for each other. That's our duty. And we are going to share, of course. Now, I'm going to share with you something about the big data and security that I was, you know, I attended a conference exhibition yesterday. And we had a fellow, incredible doctor from the Israeli aeronautic industry, the cyber division. And he talked about the big data. And we have a game changer for the cyber on defend and attacker. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to talk to you about all this deal that you have to protect, all the cybersecurity that we have to contact. Because you make one, they make two. You know, it's like the allegation, they change the rules constantly. The formula is a multiplication. But you have to do something for your sake, for us sake, is to keep a safety net. What does it mean? A safety net is don't put your guard down ever, okay? This is the way we have to protect ourselves from any time you get into this incredible regime that's called the internet. You know that you're monitored, you are they predict, they already know what you're going to do next. So if you can disengage, and for us, we have the Sabbath, which is a blessing, because in Sabbath you have to keep God's ruling, means that you get disengaged from the whole world. So you put aside one day at least, you minimize your risk. So we have it and we do it. But the truth of the matter is they are monitoring us, they are photographing us, they do everything. And we don't have rules of engagement ready. And the world internet in Europe, for example, they have incredible ruling, right? The only thing is, if you come to the Middle East, it's different. If you go to Russia, it's different. If you go to China, it's different. So until we don't have a forum, a format of international ruling, we did not do the work. Now, how you do that? First of all, you need to get engaged. And getting engaged means that our leadership needs to be more responsible. Because for some reason, they don't realize that there is a war. If there was a bomb sent to some place, you would know, right? But the fact that Spain bank got attacked over and over again, and nobody claim, you know, to help them, or nobody called, foul. And they just notified, oh, the bank was attacked. Another country said that they got attacked recently. And I know that Europeans are really susceptible. And I wonder why, for example, I wonder why Europeans are more susceptible. And I know the European Union does not do zilch. Does not do zilch because, for example, all this. They don't do zilch in the regulation of the data, but they don't do also in security of people, the people. And leaving the big data aside, because it's a big deal that you need to talk about it with expert, and you need to find the time to create some kind of forum, and the world have to make themselves own notice that we need to do something about it. But Spain, for example, Spain is actually in the routine for, they are right now in the courts talking against Catalonian leadership that wanted liberty, and they're putting them all in jail. And the European Union is MIA. Again, now the European Union is only for the beauty of things or just to tell the Israeli, play nice with the Palestinian, that, you know, they don't accept that you exist, but play nice. No, I think that the European Union needs to get their act together. But as so the United Nations, and I'm saying that because I know in Egypt today, they executed 9 guys that were, of course, were blamed for their attack on the national security man a few years in 2015. I don't know what the ruling was, but I'm saying when you have last week, 3 people get executed, and today, 9, that means that they're going strong. And when they start forcing their ends, you need to watch out. So as Spain. So I'm saying we need to ask from the unification of a lot of organizations to get their act together, because we cannot allow this world to go out of whack. That's why we are here in Israel. We are incredible game of politics, because the game of politics is something that is entertaining when it's smart. It's really incredible when it's changed lives. So we are feeling that life is going to be good if you have a great leadership. And you know what? Everywhere in the world, we deserve a new age. And the Democrats in America are really shame on them for choosing such lousy leadership. If you get Pelosi again and the leadership, it's like you didn't learn anything from the past. Don't you think she is overdone? And now Bernie Sanders, bless his heart, is running again. And he's Jewish, and he does it, and he's a pro-Hamas. It's like insanity in the making. And I'm telling you, I'm not against anybody. But start counting your chips right. And when you gamble on somebody, especially in leadership, gamble on the right one, on the future. Think about the way you can make the future better. Because if you take a bus to some direction, it better take you to where you want to be. Because Benjamin Netanyahu took us around and around for the last 10 years. And sure enough, he can find a time to play with Chad, but he didn't find the time to go tomorrow to meet with Putin. With Putin, for God's sake, Russia. You needed to talk to him. You didn't talk to him for so many years. They postponed the meeting. Now, I want to say to Mr. Putin this. Mr. Putin, everybody in the world is watching you all. And we really want Russia to come to play in a really honorable way. We love to see America and Russia get along. Now, the warning, though, that you sent to America is, first of all, it's not unbecoming, because you don't want to, you know, to send any messages that they're misconstrued. You know, this is the biggest army in the world. You don't talk to them this way. And you don't flex your muscle around. Of course, Europe is your backyard, we know. But you have to understand that the game is energy, the game is power, and now it's more power of knowledge, of doing the right thing, playing the right game. So, Mr. Putin, I think that we need to make a conference with the European Union, obviously, to come to terms with the Ukrainian situation and come with terms of what NATO is actually doing, and if we actually need some kind of defense. Because if you're not threatening anybody, we shouldn't feel threatened, right? But right now you rise the stake and you threaten America. When you threaten America, you got Uncle Sam come to play, okay? And I know Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam is nobody to play around with. He's the good guys. And when you have the good guys in play, he's going to win because God Almighty is with him. And I trust, Mr. Putin, that you understand God Almighty is also very, very close to you. So I think that it's time to make a peaceful solution, not raise muscles or raise the stake in game. So we are concluding another great show. I hope it was great for you because I feel that I spend time explaining my point of view about things that you might ask yourself. And all the Jewish people in the world want to send my love to them and tell them that I am with you. We are with you. We want you to be strong. We want to tell you that we are here. Okay? And you just remember, it's going to be okay. Because there is God and it saved us. And there is a God and he is coming to help us constantly, every time, again and again. And he created for us this opportunity to have a Jewish land. So come visit the Jewish land. Come be a part of this incredible, incredible Jewish revival. And all of our friends all over the world, God bless you. God bless you all. And just remember, we are all here for you and with you. Be good, be cool, and play right. All right? Talk to you next time. Be well. And all the best. God bless. Cha-cha.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Morris from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.